Jack Moody is a computer repairman in Lenoir, North Carolina. His son Daniel is a member of the Army National Guard and was sent to Kuwait in January. Jack Moody says several weeks ago he received a letter from his son.
He stated that he had been reading his Bible and it was giving him encouragement and giving him strength to make it through the day. So my wife and I decided we would try to send him some Christian literature to kind of help fortify this.
When Mr. Moody went to his local post office to mail some Christian comic books to his son, he was told he needed to fill out a customs form and reveal the contents of his package. Even though the package was being sent to a U.S. Army post office and would be handled by the Military Postal Service Agency, mail passing through that agency can be subject to host country customs requirements. And it was then that Jack Moody learned some Persian Gulf countries prohibit the importation of Christian materials, and therefore, the U.S. Postal Service won't knowingly ship these materials to the region.
You know, when they told me that, I just couldn't believe it. My son is in the military. He's overseas fighting to free this country from tyranny and to protect our rights and our freedoms. And here, our government has a rule on the books that's limited his freedom. Flabbergasted for it. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. That's why I had the lady read it back to me twice.
What the lady was reading back to Jack Moody was a list of rules governing shipments to the 5-digit zip code assigned to his son and the other members of his unit by the Military Postal Service Agency. That zip code will follow Daniel Moody regardless of where he's stationed in the Persian Gulf. And because of that, the restrictions are designed to respect the customs regulations of all countries in the region. Daniel Moody was initially sent to Kuwait, where Christian material is not prohibited. But it's possible he could end up in Saudi Arabia at some point, which is where American troops were stationed during the first Gulf War, when the postal restrictions were originally put into place. Christian literature is prohibited in Saudi Arabia, and according to Mark Saunders of the U.S. Postal Service, postal authorities here in America are bound to respect that.
You know how the UN is to the world? There's a group called the Universal Postal Union that agree to setting up requirements that respect the customs prohibitions of each country. And again, you know, the Postal Service is just reminding customers of a customs requirement.
But it's doing more than just reminding customers of the requirement. It's enforcing the requirement, according to John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute, an international civil liberties organization. The Rutherford Institute has filed a claim in federal court against the U.S. Postal Service on behalf of Jack Moody and his son.
The First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution protects religious freedom and religious expression. And the U.S. Constitution follows our service people wherever they may go. And the question is always whether the United States Constitution should bow to countries that are intolerant.
Since the lawsuit was filed, the U.S. Postal Service has modified its regulations so that only so-called bulk mailings of Christian literature are prohibited. Mark Saunders of the U.S. Postal Service says this modification should allow Jack Moody to send a few Christian comic books to his son. But by Mr. Saunders' own admission, the Postal Service doesn't have a solid definition of what constitutes a bulk mailing, and Jack Moody says he's still pursuing his case.
If my son has 5 friends that are over there and say, Dad, you know, they're interested in this particular comic book, if I send 5 sets of comic books to his friends, am I bulk mailing? What is bulk mailing? Bulk mailing can be anything over 1. Why does my government have a problem with me mailing it in whatever quantity I want to mail it in?
Jack Moody says he won't be satisfied until the restrictions against mailing any sort of religious material, Christian or otherwise, are removed entirely. The U.S. Postal Service has until May 2nd to respond to his complaint in court. I'm Maura Farrelly.